This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
And we welcome Dennis Lynn from The Athletic into Ben and Woods this morning. And Dennis, hope you had a good all-star break. Did you get some time off? Did you enjoy yourself?
I did get some time off. I did enjoy myself. I'm not going to say I'm thrilled to be back in the all-star break, but hey, it happens every year. I'm sure I'll get over it at some point.
How's the weather in Miami? They have a roof, so it's not going to impact the game, obviously, but Padres just played a hot, sticky series in Washington. Got another one in St. Louis coming up. How are things in Miami right now?
Yeah, it's pretty balmy outside. haven't stepped foot outdoors yet today, but it looks like it's going to be in the 90s and humid. But yeah, thank God for the roof.
I know they don't let Major League Baseball teams wear their City Connects on the road, but I always felt like the Padres have the most Miami City Connect uniforms. Like, they'd look really good in the color scheme of Miami.
Is that something that Major League Baseball should change? And when, like, if a team travels for
like
a weekend
version.
Series
Why
in
not?
San Diego,
yeah.
You know the Padres will be wearing their City Connects on Friday night. Is that good for the other team to wear theirs as well? And I don't know.
Dennis, any thoughts on that?
You know, I hadn't put much thought to that, but it doesn't seem like a bad idea. I mean, it's all about marketing, right? And the league wants to market itself better, so maybe that's an idea they should explore in future years. But right now, I think they're going to go with the usual pinstripes on the road tonight. So we'll see. But I think anything that spice up the game is probably a good thing worth exploring.
All right, Dennis, let's start with takeaways from the series in Washington. I thought the best news from the entire weekend had to be the performance of Dylan Cease on Friday night, looking much more like Dylan Cease. What were your kind of thoughts on that outing paired with Elias Diaz versus Martin Maldonado and just kind of a different pitch mix and just better Dylan Cease?
Yeah, I thought it was about time to maybe mix up that pairing. And I think Dylan, I wasn't there for that series, but I did see he said after that game he feels badly that he couldn't get the same results as Martin because, in his words, like Martin, I'm paraphrasing, has done an equally good job of calling his games as Diaz did the other day. So, it's been a disappointing year for him, but if he can get it turned around in the second half before he goes to free agency and help them into the postseason, I would say that trade they made with the White Sox a little over a year ago would still be well worth it. And then on the other side, I think getting to Mackenzie Gore, former Padre, in the series finale, and more so just the performance of Xander Bogaerts, not only in that game but over the past month, has been very encouraging. I know it's just the Nationals, but you know, these are the series the Padres need to win. They also need to win some of these series against winning teams, which they've had a problem with pretty much all year. But if they can, you know, nail down this road trip, similar to what they did coming out of the break last year, that really sets them up for the second half. So I think you look at the National League, it's kind of wide open, the majors in general, but especially the National League and the National League West, with the Padres only being somehow 3.5 games behind the Dodgers. So, big road series here.
Dennis, you mentioned Xander Bogaerts, who's had a insanely hot like month now at this point. He's really been putting it together at the plate. I'm just curious, what are people that are in the organization that you've talked to, what are they saying about Xander Bogaerts? How are they feeling? Is this like a small victory lap? Is it a sigh of relief? Is it we told you this is the guy that we signed. We were just waiting for him because we haven't seen this Xander like at all in the 2.5 years he's been in San Diego.
Yeah, we really haven't. Not for extended enough period anyway. It's more, I think, overall a sigh of relief. It's still going to be probably not the kind of contract that ages well. It really hasn't aged well in the big picture of things. But, yeah, if he can contribute in multiple ways, which he's doing right now, I mean, he's still got, like, a low 700s OPS. on the season, but if he can, you know, steal bases at the rate he's been doing and, you know, taking his opportunities in the base paths and playing some very solid shortstop and then, yeah, chipping in with the bat, that's maybe as good as they can ask for the rest of the way. But, you know, he's turned it on offensively, and that's the most important thing for this team, to get him going with the bat. And that's been very encouraging over the past several weeks. So I think you're seeing that he's kind of shrunk down the zone this year. He's, you know, making some really good swing decisions. And again, if he's going to not be the kind of hitter he was in Boston, if he's going to be a multidimensional player like he is right now, the Padres will certainly take that.
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic is with us, and it was suggested, I think it was one of your other competitors that covers the team, that the health of Xander has been one of the biggest factors in his performance. Obviously had the wrist injury, had the shoulder last year, and now he got another cortisone shot in his, his shoulder that he was dealing with earlier this year? He seems to react well to those cortisone shots. I know you can't give them too liberally and too often, but do you think that a lot of the struggles that Xander has had throughout his 2.5 years with the Padres have been more health related than anything else?
I do. I mean, his IL stint for the fractured shoulder last year was, I think, his like first IL stint in, I don't know, a decade or something like that. I'm not off the top of my head. I'm not sure if he ever had an IL stint that long before that. So yeah, it's been a different story for him health wise since he got to San Diego, and he's obviously getting up there in age already. So anytime he can kind of have a period where he's not dealing with, you know, little nagging things or more serious injuries, yeah, we've seen a better version of Xander. And unfortunately we've seen, like, yes, he's needed these cortisone injections, it feels like, quite a bit, you know, throughout his Padres tenure. But yeah, they do seem to help, and does seem like he's in a good place right now with, you know, with the shoulder. But we will see going forward to see if he can kind of stay on his feet and stay on the field.
Dennis, you've said it. I've said it. Woods has said it. AJ Preller has said it. They will be acquiring some bats, one, two bats to help with a playoff push in August and September before next Thursday. The question now is, will they also be trading away any big league players? We talked about it earlier, in order to maybe shed some salary and stay under the luxury tax, or get something for a player who's going to be gone at the end of the season. Do you see Robert Suarez, Jake Cronenworth, Dylan Cease, Luis Arraez? Do you see any possibility that one or more of those guys gets traded in a kind of a buy and sell situation here in the next 2 weeks?
I do. I don't know how likely it is. And if it happens, I don't see it being maybe more than one guy. It's hard to say which one of those guys, right? I mean, Luis Arraez, Dylan Cease, they would both be sell lows. And how much would you really get for either one of them? At the same time, I think both those guys are qualifying offer candidates, you know, in the offseason. And the Padres are well over the luxury tax. They're going to be well over the luxury tax at the end of the year. So that means if you let them walk and give them a qualifying offer that they turn down, they sign somewhere else, you only get a pick after the fourth round for each of them. So maybe that's something they have to weigh versus, you know, trying to get something for them now. But I mean, they need Dylan Cease. They need the version, especially of him, what they got in Washington. And I don't know how they're going to replace them with enough innings if they trade him now. And then Luis Arraez, again, yeah, his value is just down a lot around the league. So he's a guy that you would have to replace as well. I don't know if you want to put, you know, you could trade him and then put Gavin Sheets at first base, but, and put Jake Cronenworth at, I guess he wouldn't move, but, you know, it's another hole you have to fill in left field, which is already a hole. So I think there's some complicated questions here with whether they want to buy and sell at the same time. But I do think with their payroll situation and probably not having a lot of room to add money, it is something they consider. And it's also why they're so interested in a guy like Jarren Duran, who's not making that much money salary-wise. So, yeah, some good questions heading into July 31st.
All right, finally, Dennis, this series against the Miami Marlins, there's going to be a perception that the Padres should roll over this team. I view this series as kind of dangerous. The Marlins have been playing decent baseball and have some good arms going in this series. How do you kind of view the next 3 days here?
Yeah, I agree. It's there aren't many any real super teams in the NL this year. It feels like there's just a lot of teams bunched up in the middle, and they're one of them. Not that they're going to buy or anything at the deadline, but they obviously look like they're going to be sellers, but they've been playing really well of late. It seems like I saw something about how they were celebrating drawing like 46,000 fans to Lone Depot Park over the weekend over 3 games. I mean, that's one game for Pecco, but for the Marlins, that's quite a bit. So there's some exciting building, I think, locally about this team, that they are at least showing they can be semi-competitive. So I don't see it as a walk in the park at all. But again, the Padres have been really good against these sub-500 teams, so they need to continue taking care of business here.
All right, good to have you back, Dennis. We'll see if it's going to be an interesting week in Miami and St. Louis, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic.